I'm David G. Sheshnag Yoga Center. This video is about the concept of waking up. Me, I'm a very literal person. I have a very literal interpretation. If you say something, I take it literally. If I see something, I rationalize it. Even the concept waking up, that's cool. Means that it's a journey. If you've woken up or you are awake, that implies that there's a destination. I question what the destination is. What do you wake up to? In this period of emotional and psychological turmoil that's happening for a lot of people, actually working through their emotions or what they thought was right and wrong, their belief system. There's a deconstruction happening of what was previously endorsed to be true within their psyche. You've got to let go of that during the period of waking up. There's a concept where you have to let go of everything. Everything that you ever were. Everything that you ever embellished to be true. Everything you ever embellished to be untrue. Everything. But it doesn't matter because we're only in the heart chakra. We're going to the heart chakra at the moment. We're not flying out our top chakra. It's only collectively unlocking the Brahma Granti on the path of the Kundalini physiologically. The wars are good for this. People are waking up without being told. Hopefully they eventually wake up to realize that there is only one race and it's human. There is only one planet. There's no planet B, man. We're on the planet. We can create a loving environment. Hopefully we can anyway, before we self-destruct or self-annihilate. But I don't think that'll happen because there's other energies working in our favor that are trying to allow us to love the fellow human. I'm in a bit of grief myself because everyone's telling me to love people. I got heaps of love, man, but when you bring it down from the spirit to express it humanly, it's a bit more of a challenge than moving from the lower three chakras and your previous selfish, separate, animalistic life, which was based on self-endorsement and unconscious behavior, into your heart and sharing the world. I've got to bring this unifying energy into an expression where people feel comfortable with it. I'm heaps more in my heart these days. It's a bit uncomfortable, but I'm trying my best. I'm still as ungrounded as anything. But collectively, we're going into the heart chakra. Collectively, we're waking up to realize that we aren't the physical body. We're not some bullshit identity. We're actually all connected on some level. Let go of ourselves and embrace others. I try, but I've got a shitload of boundaries. It's not about me though, it's about the collective physiology of the human framework relative to the subtle body and the energy that's helping us through this massive crisis during the transition period into a better understanding of the human structure and the planet and our purpose on it. That's a wrap. Om Namah Shivaya. Hara Hara Mahadev. Sheshnag.com. Peace.